Karen Lomdarity gave strength to the walls of Torah and so on. Hotzi Asirim La'alotim. He freed many imprisoned Jews. Hirbitz Torah L'Rubavos. He taught Torah to thousands. 10,000. Shalosh Pa'amim Omad Peretz V'Yoshav V'Yoshav Chavas Hashem V'Magefo Netzoro. On three particular occasions, when there was a plague in town, he prayed and did what he had to do, and the plague ended. Sochach Kitzikoto Al Yisomim La'almanos. He took care of orphans, of widows. He met Mishan Aniyim. He was the supporting staff of the poor. Kol Bote Atalmud. He founded all the Talmud Torah schools. But remember, Ludge is late on the scene. When he came to Ludge, there wasn't much here in terms of yeshivas. He instituted the yeshiva system for the entire city of Ludge. Ish chai rav pa'olim, ro'u hakol kishem eved Hashem nikra Allah. All that here?
Right.
In any event, here we are at the Matzei of this great man. And one little story from endless stories about Rav Eliyachayim Meisel. He was the Rav of the whole Lodge. And when he died in 1912, by 1912 there was a secular Jewish Lodge. By 1912 there were already Bundists and Zionists and so on, but he was beloved by all. And I'm actually going to show you a photograph. It's going to be hard for you to see this. I have a much larger one. I think I made copies and I'll distribute them, but it's in that suitcase that
that we all wait for.
We hope we'll see tomorrow. But I have a copy, in any event, one smaller copy. I want you to look at this. This is the Levaya, a photograph, 1912, of the Levaya of Rabbi Eliyachayim Meisel. You can see the Arum. The whole city of Lodz came to this man's funeral. And we actually have it photographed. It's an incredible photograph, and I have a larger one. If I can locate it, and I brought it with me, I'll distribute it on a later occasion. But one story about who this man was, it just typifies everything that we know about him. The editor of the magazine called Hapiska told the following story. Shabimei Heyoto Beir Lodge. He was once visiting Lodge, Hitareach Bevet Rabbeinu, and he was a guest of Rabbi Leo Chaim Meisel, who was a great Machnas Orech. Vnoch Chuto Bo Yishechad Al Rav Eniach Lufanav Sefer Minchat Ani. And a poor Jew came with written a Sefer called Minchas Ani, and he came into to Rabbi Leo Chaim Meisel and wanted to sell him a copy. So Rabbeinu Ta'ish L'michiro, V'alo Malatzo, so Rabbi Eliyachayim Meisel asked, how much does it say for cost? Told him whatever he told him. Na'ano nechto shel Rav Eliezer Yitzchok, shigam hu hayo ba'oto ma'amad, a grandson of Rabbi Eliyachayim was present when this Jew came in trying to sell him the Sefer. V'amar el sabo halo yeshcha shlosha otkim milchat oni. Zayda, you already have three copies of the Sefer. What do you need another copy of the Sefer? This man already sold you three copies of the Sefer. This was the fourth copy he was trying to sell Rav Eliyachayim Meisel. The Lomalacha Od Revi. What do you need a fourth copy for? Lo Anah Rav Meisel. He didn't answer anything. Elahotzi Kesef Mikiso Mishilaim Lamocher HaSefer Kiflayim Mikfi Bakashato. He took out money from his pocket and he paid him twice the announced price that that this Jew asked for the Sefer. And the Jew left. Now the grandson comes back and says, hey, they have three copies and paid him twice the value of the Sefer. Onoli b'metek sfatav. And Rabbi Eliyachayim answered, ki emet hadavar sheyesh biyadi shlosha otkim mi-sefer. That's true. I have three copies of the Sefer. Avo yom chamishi hayom, but it's Thursday night, Erev Shabbos. V'ish zeh tzarich lo tzol Shabbat. What do you think he's coming to my house Thursday night to sell me a copy of the Sefer? He doesn't have what to eat Shabbos. He needs money. And the only thing he has is the Sefer that he published. So he comes to bring me a Sefer. So I understood exactly what he needed the money for, and for Shabbos, the price of the Sefer...
It takes 5 minutes. A man keep running after me and speaking Polish. And carried a bag and he wants to sell me something. I don't understand the word in Polish, but I understood he wanted me to look at the bag. So he opened the bag, and he had two Megillos, Megillas Esther. One of them had an absolute gem. It was about 200 years old. One of those beautiful Megillas I've ever seen. And he wanted $2,000 for it, which I didn't have.